Congratulations. What a turn of events there. You're down 18-9 with 1:31 to go first quarter. You go on a 27-2 run to close the first half. And it just, man, it, after that run there, first quarter when you were down 9, it just felt like something flipped and you guys kind of figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, we settled in a little bit. Defensively, we weren't very sharp in that first quarter. Thought, you know, we were taking some unnecessary risk. We weren't down in a stance. We were hedging ball screens 40 feet from the rim. And so we, you know, made a couple adjustments, but more so just got locked in, you know. So, man, we didn't even make that announcement last week when we played Huguenin or Tuesday. The guys really just, they got stops. And when we got stops, we got out and ran. And when they did score and we finally ran our press offense, we got easy buckets on the other side of it. So it was just more us settling in and focusing, you know, after that first quarter. And, you know, they made a couple shots and kind of kept us, you know, away from them for a little bit. But our guys did a good job of settling in and just executing.
They did, and you know what? They were hot early on. Cimarron, they were shooting pretty high percentage shots and making them early on, so you knew that was going to go down. But, you did what you wanted to do tonight. Eventually, it took a little while to go, but he worked it in with Rumford, and then he had the kickouts or whatever he decided to do, go up for it, whatnot, and that eventually worked.
Yeah, well, it's the first possession, you know, we go in, and it's going into him, and he got hooked. And, you could tell when he went to jump for it, you know, they just hooked him, and he couldn't get to it. Happened on the first play of the second half, too. But, you know, it's one of those things, and after we turned that over, it was almost like we were a little gun-shy to throw it in there. It's like, just give him the ball, man. Put it somewhere where he can go get it. And most of the times, you know, he's going to come down with it. But we had a lot of guys, you know. Obviously, everybody got to play tonight, which is good. But, they scored 2 points in that second quarter. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was good for our guys to kind of get settled in and take care of business so that all those other guys could get in the game.
Yeah, hold them to a season low of points. They only had 13 points in the final 24 minutes.
That means our defense wasn't very good in the first eight. But, they got in a lot of foul trouble. I mean, you look up there midway through the first quarter, they're already, you know, we're in the bonus. So that hurts. You know, number 12's got to go to the bench early on with 3 fouls. You know, he doesn't get to play for quite a while, and he's a good scorer. So, you know, foul trouble was getting them. But, you know, you kind of roll the dice with that when you play that pressure style and you're trying to press people and you're, you know, a little bit out of position when teams do break that. So you put yourself in a little bit of trouble if you do. And, our guys took advantage. In that second quarter, we got out in our press offense and guys were attacking. I thought at times we were overdoing it. You know, we were trying to get too deep in there, kind of off of 1 foot. Alex gets a charge on him. A couple other ones, you know, Avery went up on a rebound and kind of tipped one up there instead of being strong with it. Jackson gets a charge in the second half. So those are just, you know, you got to be smarter, especially when teams are really trying to sell out for that charge call. And, we take a timeout, and Avery comes down, gets a steal, and comes to a little 2-foot jump stop and shoots the floater. And it's like, all right. You know, somebody listened, so that was good.
No, that was pretty cool. And also tonight, you had to really, you mentioned you love the fact that you got a lot of kids in, got everybody in, and you get some ones that got their first points of the varsity careers.
That's
Sage
great,
and Brendan there.
And is that it?
Yeah, Coy had 5. That's a career high for him.
Yeah,
now he's your next 3-point threat. He had his first varsity
Absolutely.
3.
Absolutely, that's good.
Yeah.
So, it's always fun for, you know, our guys that play the bulk of the minutes to cheer on those guys. You know, it's good for them. It's exciting. And, it was fun to see those guys get out there and get a chance to play.
Well, this, it was a tough stretch. It snaps a 3-game losing streak for you guys, but you got to love the fact that you kind of were able to take that frustration out on another team.
Yeah, you know, it's, we can't take wins for granted. It doesn't matter who you're playing or what the score is at the end. You got to celebrate those and feel good about them. You know, obviously there's work to do, but at the same time, wins are hard to come by in our league, and it doesn't get any easier. Obviously not a league opponent, but you know, Hayes coming in on Tuesday, that's going to be a really tough task. Very athletic group of guys, and we got our work cut out for you, but we're going to celebrate this one tonight.
How well do you know the coach at Hayes?
I told him we were playing COVID rules, nobody's allowed to come to the game, so they can't see it. If I go after him, I won't do it. But
All
he's a good dude. I can't wait to see him.
You have to say that now, and it's documented on air here. It'll be on internet forever, too.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Congratulations, Coach, and broke that losing streak. Get the win here on the road and get a league victory. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for the reminder, Adam.
Yeah.